Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Jeffers, and I'm going to be your host for the next 55 minutes. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle, which is the mystic science of the cards, and reveals that the regular deck of playing cards was originally a calendar. So on this show, we explore that in different ways. I also have open lines for you to call in and talk to me. You want to have conversations about the cards, if you're a student or a practitioner with them, or you want to call in and ask me what's going on in your personal cards. I know that many people that show up here today have not heard of this before and have not listened to my show before. So I want to welcome you with an open heart and open arms, and you could be in for a treat here today. The deck of cards is a magic book of time, and it holds a lot of secrets in it. It speaks of who we are and where we've come from, where we're going, and what our relationships are with one another. So it's very exciting. I want to start out by saying, for those of you that responded to the seminars and the workshops that I'm having, I've been trying to fix one of the links on my site. That second level workshop was priced wrong, and for some reason I can't get the PayPal button to work correctly. So I'm working on that, because what comes up, first, what was coming up was $297, and then what was coming up was $1,495 for my book. So I don't know what's going on. I'll have to quit and start again, I guess. Anyway, so I'll be fixing that this afternoon. And for those of you that are new, I suggest that you check out my website. You can look at the birthday calendar there and read a little blurb about your card. My website is starofthemagi.com. I do have some teleseminars and a workshop in LA coming up. So I wanted to let you all know that. If you're not on my mailing list, you can sign up on my homepage. And you can also sign up for the card of the day there, which is a free service that I offer. And speaking of that, each and every day has a card governing it. Our card deck aligns perfectly with the calendar, with 52 days and 52 cards and 4 seasons and 4 suits and 12 months and 12 court cards, and it just goes on. And you can read about that on my website under the link that says the cards. Today is the Ten of Clubs day, and the Ten of Clubs is known as the teacher and the healer. And we are also in the sign of Taurus right now. And so the day is actually being governed by the Ten of Clubs and the King of Spades. And the Ten of Clubs, being the teacher and the healer, is a very powerful card of communication, publishing, networking, meetings, brainstorming, anything having to do with communication, and particularly groups of people. So it's great to have, you know, that day fall on my radio show, or my radio show fall on this day would probably be more appropriate. All three of the strongest governing cards for the day today sit in what's known as the crown line, which is a very powerful position. So it's a really great day to make things happen and to communicate your ideas. And, you know, if you're not aligned with goals, it's a wonderful day to brainstorm what your goals are, where you want to go, and how you want to get there. I've said this before, that the thing that I appreciate so much about the system is the fact that it reveals our personal path of self-mastery for each one of us. And each path is unique. It's unique to the birthday, and it's unique to us, because you know, oftentimes people will ask me, well, you know, if I have the same birthday as somebody else, does that mean I have the same life path? And my answer is yes, absolutely you do. However, your perception, the way you relate in your life and how you interact with these influences is going to be very unique to you. When you go hiking or walking with a friend, or anywhere, you're driving in the car down a road, in a boat on the ocean, or a river, or a lake, you know, you're both in the same place. I like to use the path of hiking as my example because you're actually on a path. And life is a journey that goes down a path. And when you're walking side by side with someone on a path, you know, you're on the same path, you're going the same direction, you're passing the same things. However, your experience moment by moment is totally different. And you have no way of knowing what the other person is experiencing, even if you have a conversation about it. It's, you know, more than likely that you're not getting the full picture. And each one of you has a different perception. You know, blue to one person blue is different to every one of us. You know, the shape of a tree, what we feel when we look at the tree, how we feel the breeze or not even notice the breeze. One person can be listening to the birds and hearing every single bird in the forest. The other person might not hear any of the birds because they're totally lost in their thoughts. So we do share life paths with one another, and it does create a familiarity. I really like the show NCSI. Is it NCIS? CSI. NCIS. Sorry. I like the characters on that show. And I looked them up the other day. I saw something on the news and I was taking a break and I just wanted to do something mindless for a moment. And so I looked up all their birthdays and they share a life path. And, you know, I've seen that with other TV shows or movies or things where the chemistry is just so amazing. It's noticeable. And when we meet people that we share a life path with, there's an instant familiarity. It's like, don't I know you? You know? God, I feel like I know you. I feel like you're my sister. I feel like you're my brother. And in a sense, that's true because we share a life path and that life path is destined. And so, to me, there's no question that why you run into those people or why we run into those people feels that way and also happens at all because, you know, we are destined to meet the people that we meet. We are, you know, destined to see what we see and hear what we hear. The question is, how present are we? To me, the greatest gift I can give myself and that I can get back to life is my presence, my conscious awareness, my showing up, all of my body, all of my mind, all of my senses engaged, totally 100% present and attentive. And when I'm in that space, it's absolutely magic. That's all it is. It's pure magic. And people always say, how do I manifest this and how do I get that? How do I experience magic? I don't experience that. It's all about being present. Why are children so absolutely amazing and so totally and deliciously attractive? Unless, of course, they're throwing a fit. and it's, you know, more about exploring and discovering. But they're so attractive is it's because they're completely present. They're right there, all of them, a little bundle of presence. And I feel that's what is available to all of us. And the thing that I love so much about the card system is that it reveals to me who I am. That's why I wrote my book, Cards of Destiny, because oftentimes people measure themselves up against someone else or everyone else. I mean, some people really get stuck measuring themselves up against everyone. And we're each very unique, and we're each very different. Our names have a vibration in the cards. You know, our birthday gives us a life path. Our name has a life path. It's very distinct, and it is our distinct signature in this life. We have a signature. That signature has a character and a personality. And it has a connection to every other signature that exists. If you do the full life path, inner and outer, of your cards, both spiritually, there's a spiritual path and then there's a mundane life path in the cards. And then, of course, there are 90 plates that show us where we are in time. But when we do both of our paths, we end up with 52 cards. We end up with all 52 cards. It just depends how where they end up and how. We are connected, every one of us. And each and every thing that happens in our life, whether it's a wonderful, you know, gift, a parent gift, or something disastrous that doesn't resemble a gift at all, but ultimately is. It's all there in our destiny. Remember, I have open lines. And also, if you want to email me at star of the magi, M-A-G-I, at earthlink.net. And I'll read your email over the air, and you can call in too. So I spent the morning with someone today who recently lost her husband, and she has two little children. And I was doing a reading for her, and when I looked at her cards, the Nine of Spades, which is a death card, was sitting in her planetary ruling card's house. No, in her birth card's house. And the Six of Spades, which is the card of fate and destiny, was sitting in her planetary ruling card's house. And then I looked at her husband's cards, and he had the same cards. The death card and the card of destiny. And one of the reasons I started reading this system for people was because I lost one of my sons. And, you know, when I started seeing that death and birth and conception and, you know, divorce and marriage and the sexes of babies and when you're losing your job and when you're getting a new one, when you get a promotion, moving, redecorating, getting a new pet, your pet getting sick. You know, it's all in there. Absolutely everything is in the cards. And I'm not talking about laying cards out like a fortune teller. I'm talking about looking at, you know, mathematically structured plates of time that exist. They don't change. We come into time, we move through it, and we lift out. So what do we have while we're here? We have minutes. We have seconds. We have moments. We have breath. And we don't know how many. And I guess that's why today, and maybe because today's the card of the teacher, it's like, you know, it's all about being present with our breath, with our moment, wherever we are. and no matter what's going on. And, you know, there is an added element that we can throw in there, which is gratitude. And I think that naturally occurs when we are present in the moment. I think when we're present in the moment, we're naturally grateful. Because life is just glistening with magic. So, because I spent the morning having a conversation with somebody who's faced with one of the most difficult things a person can experience, after she left, I started thinking about that and how every one of us has adversity, difficulty, challenges, you know, loss. Loss is usually the hardest one for people, I think. We all have these things in our life, and I really believe that each one is a gift that's disguised, and that if we embrace the challenge, what we find inside of that package is an opportunity. And when I look at how these things are timed in the cards in a person's journey through time, it's really fascinating because there's always loving support somewhere to carry that person through. In the cards, it always shows up. There's wisdom to explain to you what's going on, why it's going on. There's compassion and support to embrace and carry you through the experience. And there's a light at the end of the tunnel. There's a card that always shows you where you're actually going to. And because, you know, most of us aren't familiar with this information being available in this way, and one of the things I love about this system, I'm always bringing up one of the things I love, there's so many, I should make a list someday, you know, is that it's very, very user-friendly. It's easy to learn. It's really easy to learn. And it's 100% accurate. So to be able to be in a relationship with time is what this is all about, because time has intention, and ancient civilizations knew that. Time has intention. And when we understand its intention and we align our intention with the intention that is laid out as our destiny, that's when we open the door to all things being possible. And I believe that that is the point where we manifest. In that moment, when we bring our intention together with the intention that exists for us, then the door opens and poof, it's like magic. What we are aligned with appears. But if we're trying to force things, it doesn't happen. And that's why, you know, when The Secret came out, so everybody was so excited, and for some people it worked, and for some people it didn't work. And I think that's because we have to have that perfect alignment. We're walking on a path, and we have influences, many of them, each and every moment, that are guiding us, moving us, working with us, speaking to us. And when we tap into those more subtle realms of our inner awareness, and we listen from there, then we choose the right time to act, the right time to think about something, the right time to move with something. If we don't do that, then obstacles can show up. And those obstacles are actually like little directive hands going, no, 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 no. Back up, go back, sit down, shut up, take a breath, take 10 breaths, you know. Whenever I hit an obstacle. I stop and I go, okay, I need to get more tuned into what's going on here because I'm running on some agenda and it's not working. And I need to align myself with what wants to work. And this isn't, I'm not talking about being a fatalist, because I believe in fate, and I believe in destiny, and I believe in free will. And in a way, that's like the Holy Trinity. I never thought of that before. But it is. It's like, when all three of those happen and that triangle is intact, then we have a foundation, and we have a direction, and we have support. And again, like I said, when those things are happening that are most challenging, challenges always embody opportunities. It's like the answer is always at the end of the question. It's like the snake biting its tail. Wherever there's a question, there's an answer connected to it. No question goes without an answer. It just doesn't happen. Everything is circular. Everything is complete. Everything is whole in this creation. I was looking at a picture of the solar system, and just loving the movement and all the wonderful round shape. And then I was looking online the other day at fractals. Have you seen, what fractals are? Fractals. F-R-A-C-T-A-L-E-S is how it's spelled. And fractals are these, they're these little patterns that just repeat themselves over and over in everything. They're in everything. And it's just these fabulous, incredible, odd geometric shape. And I think there's a word for it. I can't remember what it is because they're not, they're not balanced geometric flakes. Yes, snowflakes have them too, but they're, I can't remember what the terminology is, but anyway, they're incredible. They're incredible. They're amazing. And when you look at them, they're like mandalas. Okay, you have to hold on because I have to plug in my computer. It won't come on. And I want to see if, in case somebody sends an email. Okay. So feel free to call in if you're out there and you would like to talk to me. So I don't have to completely talk the whole time. I've been talking all morning, so my voice is a little raspy today. So we don't want dead air time. So I highly recommend that you go and look at the fractals. And I'm trying to figure out why I brought this up. Oh, I'm right in the last stages of my book, my new book. I'm facing a deadline, actually, and if you listen to the show, it's based on relationship compatibility. And I was editing some of the manuscript yesterday, and I was looking at the symbols of the cards and how profound they are in how they direct us and guide us, not only when we have a suit governing us, but as teachers as a whole in how we live our lives as human beings. And for those of you that are new to the cards, this system is complete within itself. A lot of times it lines up with people's astrological makeup and readings always. It lines up numerologically as everything seems to line up together. The system itself is entirely complete, and it's like a blueprint for humanity to go through all its stages into evolution. And I believe that, you know, all the suits are so strongly represented in humanity, and the learning that we can engage in with them from the hearts teaching us compassion and the clubs teaching us understanding and the diamonds teaching us values to the spades teaching us wisdom, we gain personal insight for ourselves as individuals, and we also have the ability then when we understand the messages that come from here that we understand humanity better. We understand the challenge side. We understand the negative or unconscious side. We understand the exalted side. And all those different aspects that exist within each one of us at all times. At all times, they exist within each one of us. And we are choosing consciously and unconsciously every minute of which thing we want to resonate with, what we want to identify with. And when I was talking earlier about, you know, really diving, or I don't know that diving is such a good word. I think maybe, you know, sinking. Really allowing ourselves to sink into that innermost core of our being where our more subtle awareness exists. Because it's pre-verbal, and, you know, our senses are more acute when the mind is still. Then we can look through the eyes of compassion and understanding and, you know, have a different perspective of why people make the choices that they make. You know, I'm an Aries, and I have a Scorpio moon, and who knows what else. I have, fortunately, it's conjunct Jupiter, and I have Mercury, Mars, and Venus in Pisces, but it's like, I have a lot of water, and I have that with fire, which is, you know, makes steam. And so I get really passionate about things, and sometimes I get passionate about things that have absolutely nothing to do with me. And I can see this in my cars. I live in the Mars line, and I live in the Venus column, so I get very passionate about love and people and how people are treated, and animals and the earth and the trees, you know. Anything that's living in any way is like, you know, I could fight for that thing, that being. And when I sometimes become very passionate, which shows up in reaction to things, like when I was living on Kauai and they were destroying the blue lava rock and cutting down the beautiful monkey pod trees to build ridiculously expensive houses while the local people are being thrown out of their own, I have to step back, and sometimes I laugh at myself. And when I keep moving back within myself and get to that place of stillness where none of it really matters, then my entire perspective changes. I used to have an acupuncturist who he would always tell everyone, he was from Taiwan, "None your business, none your business. Your business in here," and he would, you know, pound you on the chest. And I feel like the more engaged I become in seeing what is intricately working with me in the moment, you know, the more disengaged I become in what's going on around me that is none of my business. I'm doing some teleseminars. They're coming up in May. And the reason I'm doing these teleseminars is I'm doing three of them, and it's three different parts of the first level training of the cards. So I'm going to go over everything very thoroughly. The reason I'm offering this, besides the fact that a lot of people keep asking me to do this, is because this system is an ancient book of time. It's an ancient guide of self-mastery. And I can do readings for people. I do them all the time. I love doing readings for people. And I really love it when people learn at the most basic, simple aspects of who they are. And the series of three seminars that I'm doing in May, I think the last one may be in June, I'm not sure, but there, it's on my website. They're really geared toward you understanding the basics of the system and how to apply these directly to your life. I remember when I met someone who's written books on the cards and is a teacher of this system, over a decade ago. And we read the cards a little differently, but when I met him and I said, don't you think that this is a way for us to understand ourselves and to be more clearly intentional with our relationship, our personal relationship, with ourselves? Because our primary relationship is with ourselves. That is our most, more than with God or anybody else, our primary relationship is with ourselves, because it's through our filters, the filters of our perception, that we define everything else. God, life, our relationships, you know, our work, money, everything that we're engaged in this life. We define it through our perception. Doesn't mean it's realistic. It's the reality that we create for ourselves through our perception. You know, we define our emotional experiences. Oh, this is pain. Oh, this is that. I hate this. Dee, 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 blah, 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 blah. It's just endless with us. It's all that mental energy that we have. It's endless. And we feel more, you know, we want to have a grip on things. But the happiest people in the world, you know, the dogs and, you know, the children and, you know, it's like, what is it? Why is it that we need to do that? And how is it that we perceive the world? When you understand that your soul's expression and what that is, what your lessons are, and how you see the world is already determined for you. There is a high side and a low side to all of it. What makes you passionate? What is foreplay for you in the ultimate sense of the word? What drives you? What motivates you? What blesses you? What expands your awareness? What you're here to really learn? And what you're here to teach to others, and what your destiny is in this lifetime, what your true expression, or what people sometimes call work. I don't like to use the word purpose for some reason. I wonder why that is. I think it can be misleading. Maybe that's why. I'm going to figure out why I don't like that word. So, 25, 26, 34, 40. I'm seeing what the word purpose is. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Oh, how interesting. Six of hearts. Perhaps I should use it. Anyway, you know, when we understand where we're going, what nurtures us, who we are here to become. We come in, for those of you the card students, this is how I see the life path. If you're a student of Robert Camp, you don't go to the 13th card unless you've learned that from someone else. There are 13 cards in a suit. There are 13 cards in a life path. That 13 cards is who you become in this lifetime. Your birth card you come in through that expression and emanate that energy, embody that energy, and learn the lessons and the empowerment of that card. And who you become is your 13th card in your life path, starting with your birth card. All of this is revealed to us. We have a cosmic blueprint that's also revealed to us, that tells us exactly what we're here to express and how that will unfold in time. So it's really quite wonderful and quite mind-boggling at the same time. Every day I work with these cards, every day they reveal something new to me. Every day I'm blown away. I'm blown away at how intricate the information is. And the same goes for relationships and how we interact with each other, because we have aspects to each other. And then when we bring our two cards together, they create a relationship which has its own life path. It has its own agendas. It has its own good fortune, its own challenges, its own lessons. That's what my book is about. And pretty soon I'm going to be offering advanced sales on my book. Well, probably not for a little bit, but. So if you feel a resonance and you want to learn about this system in a way that you can apply it in your daily life, because in that teleseminar, and of course in my workshop in LA, I will show you how to look not only at what the card of the day is and your relationship with that card, but your personal card for the day. Because that brings in an entirely new aspect of things and body of information. When I meet people, I have a significant connection with people. If I'm out doing something, shopping, whatever, or, you know, out salsa dancing, whatever, it's like I always find out their birthday, of course. And then I'll come home and I'll look at my cards, and almost every single time, actually every time I've looked, the person is, their card is my card for that day. So then I look to the secondary card to see what is that connection about. Why did life bring this person to me? I'm telling you, it's absolutely mind-blowing when you look at this and you think, well, you know, this is already set. It already is here. Every encounter, everything. It's really, 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 really impressive, actually. And as a guide, I think it's one of the greatest guides that we have on the planet. So I have about 15 minutes left on this show, and I would love for somebody to call in. I'll do a reading for you, or you can ask me questions about the cards. We each have a birth card, a spirit card, a soul card, and a planetary ruling card. If you don't know what all those are and you want to know, call me and I'll tell you. Our birth card represents the gown that we wear to the ball, our expression in this life. We embody this energy to resonate it, to connect, to resonate it out into the rest of humanity. And our lessons of empowerment come with that card. Our spirit card represents our inner psyche and who we are on the inside. That card carries our challenges and our opportunities. The challenges, again, when embraced, become opportunities. Our soul card is the card that reveals to us, first of all, that card represents the gifts that we bring into this life. And it reveals to us how to move through the world from that connection with our cosmic blueprint. Very important card. And our planetary ruling card is really represents how people see us, how we move through life, how we think about ourselves, how we relate to ourselves. Sometimes people will read their birth card in my book and they'll go, that's mostly true. And I'll say, read this card, their planetary ruling card, and they'll say, that's absolutely who I am. Or couples. The birth cards, I have to say, are mostly 100% accurate for people. But once in a while, somebody resonates more than their personal cards. Well, they are all accurate, the description. I have to say that. It's my book. But, you know, when I first created my greeting card line, I went to a street fair here in Hollywood just to sit there and see what people said when they read them. They didn't know they were my cards. And I was, you know, doing a marketing, little marketing thing or something, research and development. That's what I was doing. And so, you know, couples would come up and they'd read their cards and they go, oh my God, that's so accurate. And then they'd switch the cards and they'd say, that's not you at all. And the person would say, that's totally me. No, it's not. And so then I would hand them the planetary ruling cards for each other. And they go, that's exactly who you are. So it's how other people see us. And it was so amazing and revealing to witness those interactions over and over and over again. Every single time a couple came up, or a parent and a child, you know. Even friends. Friends did that as well. So those four things, those four personal significators, the birth card, the soul card, the spirit card, and the planetary ruling card, play a profound role in who you are. And when you tap into those energies, then when the challenges come up, you know, to embrace them, you understand the challenges, first of all, which for me was, it was like being liberated. Because my spirit card is so completely different than my birth card. And so, you know, on the outside, I'm feeling and seeing myself one way, and then on the inside, it's like, whoa, you know, what is this? So once I understood it, then it manifested fully itself as, you know, through my creativity. Magnificent. However, when the challenge side of that card arises, if it does, rather than engage in it now, I just step back and look at why did that get triggered? Because I understand what it is. And I really and honestly know, I believe and know, that the greater understanding we have of ourselves, the more freely we can express who we truly are in this life. And then it opens the doors for us to do our passion, to express ourselves 100% or more, and to be free and happy and live in abundance. It just does. It all goes together. It's in one basket. It's not this piece is over here and that piece is over there and, oh, what about that thing and what about this over here? It doesn't work. Life, we're the ones that fragment life. Life isn't fragmented. The fractals reveal that. Everything does. Everything in nature reveals that. It's like we categorize. All of the aspects of our life are in one basket. We have to pull them all back into one basket. Because how we do anything is how we do everything. How we're in relationship, we're in relationship with everybody. Even if we make it look different and we fool ourselves to think it's different, it's not different. It is the same. We're in relationship with everything, and we learn that from our father. You know, our mother teaches us to nurture ourselves and our bodies and be, 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 be. connects with that place of just being. At least that's the opportunity she has. Our father, he's coming and going. We developed and, you know, we were created our bodies inside of our mother's belly. That connection is a given, for better or worse. Our fathers, they're coming and going, coming and going, coming and going. They teach us how to come and go. They teach us how to be in relationship with the world around us. In the cards, in the life path, we have a card for the mother. We have a card for the father. And we also have very distinctive descriptions of who they are to us, who we are to them, and how that'll... You know, I had a woman come see me once, and she was in her early 50s, and she was going on and on and on about how she was left alone on the farm when she was growing up, and her parents didn't like her, and they didn't nurture her, and and she was a total victim her whole life because of this. So I said, what are their birthdays? And I looked at them and I said, you know, let's put a little different slant on this story, because you were Mars to your father and Saturn to your mother. So you wanted to fight with your father and you wanted to judge your mother. And she just looked at me for a minute, and then all of a sudden her whole face changed. And she just lit up and she goes, you know what, you're right. She wasted all that time being miserable. Thank you very much. Not acceptable. It's a waste of time. We have very limited time. And yet, when we're present, each one of those moments is so full and expansive, isn't it? Hey, Hanson, if you called in last week, if you're listening to this show, I'm going to send you Ian's email address. I just spaced it out because I've been doing a dance with publishers and stuff. So that's all I have to say about that. I'm getting to think that nobody's listening to this show today, but that's probably not true. And let me see what time it is. I have a few more minutes here. Yeah, I feel like I've been on a soapbox this whole time because I'm just talking. I know why I was talking about all of that, because I want you to understand, I'm presenting to you a good reason to have an understanding of who you are via this system. And again, if you're just tuning in, you can go to my website, starofthemagi.com. You can look up your birthday, and you can read a little blurb off my birthday cards. Those cards are very beautiful in person. They don't look exactly like they do on the website because they've been redone. The colors are more brilliant, and even the descriptions are a little different, and they're gorgeous. They're on quality printing paper. And then my book is on there also, Cards of Destiny, which the first half of the book is birthday descriptions, and I have an introduction in the book that tells you a little bit about the cards. And then the second part of the book is a daily divination guide, which just has a few sentences about each day of the year and what the influences are of those days. And I also have a sign-up on my website for the card of the day. And the card of the day is something I send out via email each night, so it's there in your inbox in the morning. And it's a little more in-depth usually than what is in the book. But the book is wonderful to have if you don't have the computer around, and also for the birthday descriptions. And it's gorgeous, that book. 10 Speed Press, my publisher, did a great job on that book. And it's so reasonable price-wise. It's amazing to me because it's hardcover and full color. I'm trying to... So you can do that. You can sign up for workshops there. You can email me and ask me questions. I'm happy to answer them. If I get a lot of emails, it may take me a couple of days to get back to you, but I will get back to you eventually. And if I don't, then you need to email me again. I usually do answer all my emails, though. And then also there's a place to sign up for the teleseminars and my workshops here in L.A. There is some information as well about the card system, so if you want to learn more about that, you can dive in there and do that as well. I do plan to put some more up there, and more in-depth information about the cards. I'm also creating a training program, and all the teleseminars are recorded, so with them comes CDs of each one of the seminars and also really nice materials that I've created that you'll download. So I want to thank you all for listening. I'm actually and I want to invite you to email me with any specific topics that you would like me to talk about on the show or any questions that you have. A lot of times, events that are happening, I looked at Hillary Clinton's cards this morning because I was curious, and she just went into a new 3-month cycle. Lucky for her, because when she had her birthday in October, she went from being on top of the world to being battered in the cards. A lot of challenges. I think she's pretty much made it through that okay. I couldn't remember Obama's age, so I have to look that up, but her cards are really good right now. And I am a supporter of hers because I really believe that she's destined to be in the White House, that she's destined to be the first woman president. And, I mean, I'm just going by the cards. And that would be kind of cool. To have a woman in the White House, maybe we'll have less missile activity. So I'm going to sign off. I want to thank you all for listening today, and I want to invite you to contact me. I do personal readings for people, and I do group events also, and also I answer simple things on via email, but if you actually want me to start diving into things and looking for them, I'm going to charge you for that. But simple questions are fine. So thank you for being here today, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week, and I wish you a wonderful, wonderful week. We're in the club suit all week. The clubs teach us to keep our minds balanced, communicate to create in ways that create harmony, and be expressive with our thoughts in a way that, you know, enhances our lives and the lives of other people. So enjoy your week with the club suit, and I'll see you here next week. Thank you.